And we're now starting to see how the rollback of states reopening is affecting people's ability to get back to work. For the first time in nearly 4 months, the number of Americans filing for unemployment rose last week to 1.4 million. The increase in filings from the week before is at about 100,000. And for more on this, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC contributor and economics correspondent. And Ali, is this increase primarily because of the surge in cases in so many states?
Yeah, it's the surge in cases that have resulted in companies shutting down again, some states moving backward on their phased opening. There's also another issue, and that is that the funds for emergency federal loans through the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, are starting to run out. The program was extended to August 8th, but if you'll recall, many small businesses drew their loans as soon as the program became available in May and June. So there's that. And then hiring has also slowed because there's greater uncertainty about what reopening looks like. So there are still roughly about 32 million people receiving unemployment insurance, and there are 5.4 million posted job openings in the United States. So you can see where that imbalance is.
Yeah, we're also now starting to see the state-by-state picture, and those numbers fell somewhat in the latest report. But how does the dysfunction of the unemployment systems play into the numbers that we're seeing? For instance, all of the people who couldn't file for months because they actually just couldn't get through.
Yeah, and we're seeing it, by the way, we're still seeing this in a number of states. In Oklahoma, we had lineups the other day that looked like you might have been looking at video from the Depression, except it was in color. The states are they're in different places in how their technology works, but in some of these states, it is very, very hard from a computer's perspective just to keep up with this system. And some of them have really onerous requirements. So we now are in the 18th week in which initial claims top 1 million people per week. And those people all have to claim unemployment insurance through their states. There's a federal top-up that's almost $600 a week. Mm-hmm. That's coming to an end this week as well. So the combination of the amount of money that's running out and the fact that it still remains very, very hard to apply for and maintain unemployment insurance is complicating this. There are a lot of people saying, could we just make this system easier in this particular instance? For normal times, unemployment, state unemployment computer systems can handle it. They can't handle this right now.
I mean, let's talk a little bit more about that $600 in relief. As you said, that it's coming to an end this week. Congress is now debating this relief package. This is really important for the overall economy, a decision, but specifically the $600 payment.
Yeah, it's a big issue. The Democrats have passed something called the HEROES Act. That's been passed for a while. It hasn't gone through the Senate because Republicans are sort of arguing amongst themselves and with the White House. There are some people who don't want more benefits going out. They think enough is enough. The debt is increasing as a result. There are others who are saying, well, we do need to increase the amount of the federal supplement to unemployment insurance, amongst other things. But they're looking at a $100 a week increase versus $600 a week. So at $600 a week, you were getting $2,400 a month. Now we're looking at $400 a month. So a $2,000 drop in what people were receiving. And remember, the other thing that happens this week, if Congress doesn't fix it, is that the moratorium on rent and mortgage foreclosures ends.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC contributor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Anya.